Blog Talk Radio.
We love me, couldn't believe it. I thought that we had magic. I thought that we were special, but it's over. Believe it, I can't fathom this terrible reaction to checking my phone. Damn, you're madder than a mad hatter. Quick, can't believe it's over. Quick, can't you come over? Shit, I miss you, darling. Hey, I'm a one-man lover. I'm not a Casanova. I can't believe it's over. So, quick, I called you, you didn't call me. I wanted you, you didn't return my messages. How could you be so thick? Had a lot of women on you. Didn't like the fact that I wanted to own you. That's what she said to me. Said that I wanted to lock you down, but you moved into my house. Gave me a son. It was so quick, the way that it happened. Quick, the way that you left me. Quick, can't believe it's over. Can't believe it's over now. I loved you, I really loved you. Can't believe that it's over. Can't believe that we could ever split. I feel it in my stomach. I can't seem to move on. I'm sick from the nonsense happening. Medicine just ain't helping. I can't seem to get well in. Over, can't believe it's over. Over, can't believe it's over. Over, can't believe it's over. So quick.
And welcome to The Code. I am your hostess, Imaj Alday. I have my co-host on the line, Dre. What's up, the people? Can y'all hear me good?
Yes, ma'am. Can hear you.
Hello? Okay. Yeah, because I'm calling from not on nothing that is mine. So I'm just trying to make sure y'all can hear me. Mm-hmm. So y'all know I'm on this road here in these streets traveling. So, doing this evening, Dre, you all right? I ain't talked to y'all all day. I've been in these streets. Really?
Yeah, I'm good. Cold, but I'm good.
Okay, so this is what we're now gonna do. Have been a struggle. We're not going to allow those days to come here today. So I'm going to need y'all to put some pep in your step. Take a shot of run around outside, whatever you need to do to pick it up. Go to the other people to pull it together too. All right, are we agreed?
I'm good.
Yeah. I can't take them, but yeah.
Huh?
I said I can't drink nothing, but I'm good.
Why can't you drink nothing? What's your...
You know, I've been taking medication. Stop trying to kill
me. Hey, Ron.
Hello, how you doing?
Thank you so much for calling in this evening, Ron, with your just wonderfulness.
Thank you very kindly. How's everybody doing?
Hey, boyfriend.
Hey, girlfriend. How you doing?
I'm doing.
That's what's up. You better do better than doing, though.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, y'all, I'm in a not in a good headspace tonight. And
Does that mean you might be cursing?
No, I'm just, life happens, things happen. You know, I had a tragic event happen in my family, so I'm grieving the loss of my cousin who grew up like a sister. So, you know, it is what it is. Life happens, but all this craziness and this killing in these streets and these folks killing folks need to stop, because that's all I'm going to say about that. Just need to stop. We got to do better.
Indeed.
Well, I understand that completely. just like my friend lost her baby. So I definitely understand having to live through and go through things and whatnot. Well, we all have over the course of the last few days. So tonight we're going to be talking about people and their crazy. So we're going to be talking about that.
No, I giggled.
So we're going to be talking about that this evening, and we're going to be talking about I chose Jilly from Philly to come on in this evening because we're going to be talking about her and her. Okay, let me see if I can get my Wi-Fi to come up on my little phone.
Now, you know it's appropriate we're talking about crazy because everybody on this line is their own level of crazy.
True that.
Everybody's got crazy, you know. Everybody got a brand of crazy. Everybody.
That's true. Some people just don't subscribe to everybody.
So let me get my live feed up on my phone as I am trying to pull it together.
So, Amaj, while you're getting that together, I read that article you sent to me. Oh,
huh?
Lord have mercy. That is some stuff right there.
Are you talking about the link? Talking about
yes, ma'am.
The link.
Yes, and I did some more investigating afterwards, so when we talk about that, I definitely want to say a couple things, or one or two things.
Okay, we're gonna take that. So y'all probably gonna take it in Indian on my little bed, on my live feed if I can. I'm just waiting for it to come up. It's being mental, so I'm trying to see.
Wait, why you getting it together, Dre? You there?
Yeah, man, I'm doped up, but I'm here.
Somebody had a joke about you. I ain't gonna say who had a joke about you, but they asked, "Do you know how to play spades?"
Who?
You know how to play spades?
Yeah, I cheat, but I know how to play.
So the joke was
cheat.
That you probably always have four and a possum.
Wow.
It just took way too long to come up. So, what is it? Like, so I was having a conversation with my friend while I've been up here in these cold temperatures. So, ever stay with crazy just because the peen or the the cat was good. Did y'all hear me?
Right. Nobody want to answer that one. I guess that means everybody been crazy
barely,
for the peen or for the cat.
What was you saying?
Yeah, it's breaking. It's hard hearing. It's kind of hard. It was breaking up.
I asked.
They heard you, Amaj. They just don't want to admit to it.
Oh, hush it, Ron.
Go ahead and answer the question while I'm trying to get my phone together.
Well, I mean, I've done something crazy for the cat, but I think more times than not talking specifically about me, but probably about me too, those issues come before the cat or before the dick. You know, you have issues and that person just brings them out of you because of whatever actions that they may have manifested. So, I mean, I've done some things for a piece of good poutine that looking back on my life, I was like, I never would do that right now. But, you know, we do things. I'm not going into detail, so don't ask me. But, yeah, I have done some things.
I haven't ever done anything crazy. Nah. Ain't nothing drove me that crazy. Nah. Nope.
Speaking of driving,
What? What you about to say?
Didn't you say that you drove like 18 hours or some dick?
That wasn't crazy. That was just, you know. I didn't do that, but I don't consider that crazy. That was just necessity. It was just necessity. Had to be done. He was stationed, so I had to go. So that you know, that don't count as crazy.
What were you
crazy
doing before
something.
That drive?
I worked 12 hours.
Oh, you worked 12 hours and then drove 12 hours.
No, I only drove 6 hours.
Oh, damn.
Actually. So I was on the, I had been up for almost 24 hours, actually, by the time I got to my destination. But it was well worth it. You know, he was worth it. I don't consider that crazy because he was worth it. Okay.
Oh,
the,
waiting on me. Waiting on me,
yeah,
huh?
Go. Your turn, Dre.
That depends on what we are saying that is crazy. Like,
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. I drove down to, yeah, I did. Yeah, I can say I did something. So I took a 4-hour drive at 1 o'clock in the morning because she called it like 12.
No, I think I got the question mixed up. Have y'all ever stayed with crazy just because of the team and the cat?
Oh.
Not what have you done
no.
crazy for the team
oh,
and the
okay.
cat.
Stay with crazy. Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
I can't be with crazy.
I did for like 2 months.
Mm-mm.
And then I had to cut that loose.
I can't. I ain't got time to be sleeping with my one eye open at night. That's not going to happen. No. No, I'm cool. The first time I get when somebody's crazy, I'm going to be like, I'm changing my number. I'm not even going to talk to him no more. I ain't even going to give him a goodbye. I'm going to be like, I just won't talk to him no more. Mm-mm, I ain't got time for that. You ain't going to kill me. Have me out in this motherfucking desert, missing and shit. Oh, hell no. In a box. Be like, she's in a Sonoran desert. Body was found. And hell no, not on my watch. No, I'm cool. Mm-mm. I don't care how good the dick is. It ain't that deep.
Mm-mm. Nah, I stayed with crazy before, but it wasn't for the cat. It was more for the children. But I wouldn't say for the cat. Mm-mm. Because the cat I was getting from elsewhere.
Damn.
Oh,
you were. So you was just out here being reckless.
Yeah, something like that.
Out in these streets being reckless. That's all right. No judgment here, honey.
I have been reckless with the penis from time to time.
Oh, time to time.
Time to time. Oh, wow.
Was that Cindy Lauper song?
More than time
after
been
time.
More than what?
Did you still sing time after time? I can't with you. I'm done.
Hey,
I'm over.
Saying the same shit because that's my shit too. I love this song.
You fired. You fired. You really from your duties tonight.
You lose. Good day, sir. You know what? I have never put up with crazy. I don't put up with crazy, so therefore I ain't never stayed with crazy for no good team. I don't tolerate the nonsense from people. So, you can try to show out on me all day long if you want to, but I'm not here for it. So, now I've been through that whole been stalked thing before, so that's why.
Oh my god, me too. Oh my god,
that's why I have a low tolerance for anything remotely. Like if you show me you have a batshit crazy side, I'm gonna show you the door.
Yeah, see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
I quit. You ain't even trying to keep the job long. I quit. So,
yeah,
no, I don't even do it.
I had my stalker situation was a person, he was like, I was literally fearing for my life. Like, that's how bad it was. He was following me. Like, I don't know how the hell he knew where I was. And he would just appear in places to the point where the last time that I had encountered him, I was at the grocery store. And I thought I saw somebody, you know, out the corner of my eye. I'm like somebody behind me, but, you know. And so when I realized that it was him, I immediately just left my shit in the middle of the damn store and ran out. So I'm like, oh, no, you're not about to kill me. Something's wrong with you. And he chased me out the store and, like,
oh, damn.
Got in the car. He followed me. He followed me, and I had to end up calling the police because I wasn't going to get out of my car because I was afraid. Like, he was fucking psycho. Like, psycho. And it wasn't one of those situations where we hadn't even slept together. It wasn't nothing like that. He was just fucking obsessed. Like, you know, people are really deranged. Like, that's when they say people be obsessed with people and think in their mind, when a person is fucking crazy and in their mind they think that there's something going on. I mean, literally, we had talked on the phone, and I had met him through a cousin, and he was like, well, you know, the shit that he was saying to me, I was like, you shouldn't be talking to me like this. Like, I'm not feeling this. And I was like, you know what? I don't think this is going to work. You know, I don't think we need to communicate anymore, because I was scared with the shit that he was saying. Like, he was talking. I mean, and I'm talking, I was probably, I think I was 20 at the time. And so he was talking all kind of like happily ever after shit. And I'm like, nigga, I've only known you like 2.5 weeks, and you talking about forever. What the fuck? Like, and you know what I mean? Like,
girl, that conversation was super duper awesome.
I was like, no, I don't think we should talk anymore. I'm just not feeling this. You know what I'm saying? We need to just go out. Don't call me no more. And he called to the point where I had to get my cell phone number changed. I had to get my house phone number changed. Like, he was showing up at, you know, over to, because he was a friend of my cousin's boyfriend. So he would just pop up, like, where I was. And I was like, oh, hell no. Yeah, I had to call the police, and that motherfucker, I had to file a police report. I was like, he's crazy. He won't leave me alone. And I don't know what the fuck happened to him. But, yeah, that shit.
Now, let me ask y'all, do y'all think that it's, like, men, like, for instance, me and Dre said yes, y'all said no. Do you think it's because of the physicality of the situation that men would maybe put up with that? They're not as scared physically of a woman?
Yeah. Because I think that y'all don't think that she can do y'all no harm. Like, in y'all minds, okay, she's a woman. I'm stronger than her. I'm bigger than her. Smoke. You know what I mean? So, you know, she's harmless. Yeah, until you wake up with a motherfucking knife to your throat. You know what I mean?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, she's harmless. No, I'm just saying, this is the thing, like, and I think this is why a lot of men, I mean, you see women in these situations, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times when women are in these type of situations, it's one of those things, especially if it's a situation where she physically gets hurt. I mean, it's maybe she don't think the threat is that bad. You know, she's like, okay, well, I'm just going to ignore the person. But somebody who's deranged in their mind, they're not going to take no for an answer. And even ignoring them is not going to make them be like, oh, I'm just going to go away. You know what I mean? And y'all men, y'all probably just think we harmless. But it's some crazy bitches out here. It's some bitches that will cut your throat in your sleep and won't think twice about it. I know some. If somebody shows you crazy, my mama always told me, if a person shows you who they are, believe them the first time. So if a person shows you who they are, it's your responsibility to believe that person and take that shit at face value. And not just say, oh, they having a bad day, because chances are a motherfucker that's crazy didn't just wake up one morning and become crazy. You had signs all along the way that you chose to ignore, and now you fear you running for your fucking life, or fighting for your life because this motherfucker done something to you.
And you know what?
I'm not gonna give nobody the chance.
Just said, what you just said right there was a whole mouthful, and they need to use that looking at other situations too. Because, yes, you know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody shows you they don't give a fuck about you, take that and understand that they don't give a fuck about you.
Exactly.
Like, they're showing you, hey, girl, they don't even want you in their house. You're good enough for them to smash every now and again, but they won't even give you a place to stay. Look.
Right.
You know what?
And you got to wipe
your free advice Friday. Right. So they
you got to wipe your ass in the street.
They
exactly.
gone before you even wipe
but,
your
but
ass.
You,
you
know what I'm saying? Like,
you ain't got nowhere to go. Ain't
right.
got nowhere
no.
to go after you leave.
Exactly. Mm-mm.
So, they do it all the time.
Mm-mm. People just don't take. I believe in signs. If you show me some stuff about you, like, I can tell you, like, even though my ex, he may sometimes be the sweetest guy on this side of earth, but he's also the biggest asshole on this side of earth. And I can tell you wholeheartedly that's what he is. I know that about him. It's the things that you accept about a person is, you know, it's how you deal with it. If you deal with the fact that he an
right.
asshole, okay, fine. Deal with it. Move on. You can't complain about it.
Right.
I don't complain about him being an asshole. I just like, oh, okay, so this is how we're acting today. Call me back when you're done.
Right.
You know?
But that's the thing. You know, people just don't. They don't, you know what I'm saying? They don't take shit at face value. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I know there's, I mean, some people say all the time, okay, well, you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, or, you know, just because a person has a bad day, there's a difference. You know what I'm saying? Me having an off day and cussing your ass out because you done pissed me off, that's different than, you know what I'm saying, every time you 2 minutes late from the house, I'm, where you been at? What you been doing? You know what I mean? Like, it's
that's
little small things that, yeah, just adds up. And if a person, and this is the thing, people don't understand that folks is really out here in these streets and they crazy. They got all kind of crazy. And it may be something. They might have a chemical imbalance. They might have got a hold of some bad drugs or something. Something happened to them and, you know, something's wrong and they all mess up in here. But the thing is that people are not willing. They looking at the other shit that don't matter. They looking at, oh, okay, he got a nice body, or he got a nice face, or, you know what I'm saying, his dick is big, or the guys is looking at, oh, her ass is fat, and she got a pretty face, and she's blah, 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 this, and she, you know, that shit don't matter, because I have seen people, like, literally in life or death situations, motherfuckers running them over with cars, you know what I'm saying, guy friends that I know, run them, you know, chicks run them over with cars, you know what I'm saying, setting motherfucking houses on fire. Like, bitches is crazy. Niggas is crazy. People are crazy. So when you see crazy, you know what I mean, you better pay attention to that shit and don't just chalk it up to, oh, she's having a bad day, you know what I mean, because you can tell, you know. Call a spade a spade. Ain't no sense in trying to sugarcoat that shit. I'm not going to lose my life over somebody being a fucking psychopath. Not going to happen.
Mm-mm. I know that's right. So
I love my life.
You made a comment about how pretty somebody is or how big somebody's butt may be. So let's just transition to my sister Jilly from Philly.
Oh Lord, Jilly from Philly.
So this week we found out that Miss Jilly from Philly is getting ready to proceed to her next divorce, and the brother that she was married to has said the reason why we're getting divorced is because she's crazy. She wants things to be this way, that way, her way or the highway. Or, you know, she doesn't know how to deal with a man being a man's man. So Ron said that he had found something else interesting about this story. Ron, would you please share?
All right. Well, first, I want to start by your comment, because I didn't hear anything about him filing for divorce. I heard about her filing for divorce. So
right.
It's hard for him to say, I'm getting divorced because she ain't singing to me or this, when she's the one that filed. So
that being said, I looked at like two articles and two other reportings, and two of them seemed like they was for her, and two of them seemed like they was for him. And it was interesting how, I don't know, I didn't look at who wrote the articles, but I would assume that the people who wrote the articles were females, because the two females were for her. And I know the other two men who did the other reportings were men. The other two people were men. And they was on his side. And it seems like it's coming down on the battle with a sexist type thing. Men are reporting that he's right, she's crazy. Women are reporting that she's right, he's crazy. Or she's right, he ain't got shit, he ain't working. When he said that he's been working in Atlanta since 2011. So that confused me because they got married and it seemed like they living in Tennessee, but he's working in Atlanta. He's from New York. She's from Philadelphia. What the fuck is all these states doing involved? I don't know.
Well,
but,
depending on where they live in Tennessee, he could probably be maybe an hour and a half drive from Atlanta. Maybe.
Okay.
Like, it could be a little drive from Atlanta to Tennessee. So he could commute.
Okay, that's possible. But from what I'm getting, he said she was crazy. She said that it's, I don't know if I got the term right. I don't think it was irreconcilable differences, but it was something along that line. Tennessee, that can mean anything from verbal abuse to physical abuse to extramarital affairs. It can mean anything. You don't have to necessarily specify in the rulings. I guess you got to wait till you get to court to specify. It don't matter if somebody gets a divorce. Everything has a lifespan. Seasons come, seasons go. Their season could have came, their season could have went. I would think that 15 months wouldn't be long enough time. 15 months of marriage, and they've been separated since, what, September 5th, I think it was? So that's, what, 13 months of marriage? So I would think that after 13 months of marriage, you would have known 13 months ago what you knew at this point. You know what I mean? But
True.
That's me. I mean, that's me. Those things don't seem like they should be a shock to you. But then you put into the fact that she got a previous marriage. And that ended after, what, 6 years on, you know what I'm saying, unceremonious circumstances. So, I mean, who's wrong? I don't know. I'm sure they both have enough blame in their divorce, which was interesting because neither one of the reporters, the males or the females, or none of the reporters, seemed to give the other person any blame. The men was like, oh, yeah, she's this. She's not what she sings about. I don't even know if she writes her songs. And the women was like, well, he's this. He's not even working. He got to be living off of her. And I'm like, it don't matter. Things happen. People get together. People get apart. But it just seems strange, the reporting of it. You know what I mean? And even when you was just talking right now, you were saying things that coming from a female perspective. You wasn't looking at the man perspective. So it just seemed interesting how it was like a battle with a sexist type thing. Like they don't have the right to not want to be with each other no more, even though she seemed to initiate it.
It could be a lot of things. Like, we're definitely on the outside looking in. And it's like, okay, you have so many failed situations. What is going on here? You know?
Yeah.
And why, you know, and it's not the first time that we've, you know, heard that, like, just outside of relationship-wise, we've heard she's been slightly difficult to kind of deal with outside of it. So is there a possibility that she may be, could she be a difficult person to deal with? Yes, she may have initiated the divorce, but why couldn't it be her fault? Like, she could have said, you know what? I'm sick of having to go up through this with you. Let me go ahead and file these papers. That could be a possibility.
Yeah. Right, but why you had to phrase it like that? Why I couldn't be, you know what I'm saying? She was like, you know what? I know I ain't shit. Let me not hold this good man up from finding a good wife. Why couldn't be that?
That too. It could have been that too. It could have been a lot of things that we may not, you know, see. But, you know, people, and I look at it like this, like a lot of the dudes that she dealt with before were probably younger dudes. They were like, okay, what's that going to be? They may have tolerated a certain amount of things from her, where you might get this older man who's now, you know, who's more set in his own ways and ain't going to let you really push him around. And what you say ain't always going to be what it is.
True. And, like, you know what? I look at it all right.
Go on.
Look at it like in situations like that, there's always three sides. There's her side, his side, and then what the truth is. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, sometimes people will sometimes kind of stretch the truth to make it work for them. You know what I mean? Because it's easier for a person to find fault in another person versus finding fault in themselves. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody really wants to sit and take out the mirror and look in the mirror and say, you know, I'm this, I'm that. You know what I mean? Because it's painful, especially when you have reached a certain level of fame and notoriety. You know what I'm saying? You are the you the man, you the woman. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows that this persona that you have in front of people, you know what I mean? They see you as this, you know, this icon, so to speak. You know what I mean? And it's like you don't really want to face your demons that you have. You know what I'm saying? She could be difficult. I mean, I've heard that she's very difficult and very just demanding and, you know, but I don't know that. I wasn't there, so I can't say that's the truth. But the point I'm making is that if in the situations like we never really will know, you know what I'm saying, the real truth of the matter. Because she's going to try to do what she needs to do to protect herself, and he's going to have to try to do what he needs to do to protect himself. You know what I'm saying? And then somewhere in the middle of that, there's the truth of what actually happened. And it could have been a combination of a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? She could have been a real bitch. You know what I'm saying? He could have just been, you know, he could have been shiftless and lazy. You know what I'm saying? You just don't know. You know what I mean? So it's hard in situations like this to kind of even figure out the truth, because nobody's really going to be upfront about it. You know, so there are some people who are secure enough with themselves to say, this is my truth. This is who I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm an unbearable person. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know me. Like, I'm sweet as pie. But at the same time, I got another side of me. I'm a bitch. You know what I'm saying? And I get in my Jackson. Moves and I get in my whatever. I'm not whatever. So, you know, I know this about myself. You know what I mean? So it's like, but some people are not comfortable saying, this is who I am. These are my flaws. These are the things I struggle with. You know what I mean? Can you accept these things about me? Can you deal with these things? They always want to put up this front and say, oh, I'm just perfect. You know what I'm saying? I don't never get no attitude. I don't never do this. I don't never do that. But that's a lie. So people got to learn how to be real with themselves, because you can't be real with another person if you're not willing to be real with yourself, because it's always going to fail, because people going to really see who you truly are when they get to know you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know she could be unbearable, because I remember one time me and Jill Scott was taking a bath together, and she just wanted me to wash her back, and she, no, that didn't happen for real.
If you said
it happened, that's in your imagination. You go right ahead.
We know that.
No, we was in the bathtub. We was in the bathtub, and I was rubbing her back, and she didn't want to wash my back, and I was like, that's just unbearable.
Oh, okay. Okay.
My bad. Maybe that was me and my living my life like a golden dream. I apologize.
Yeah, that was you living your life like it was golden in your dream. Yep, that's what that was. So the comment has been made by some to say, you know, she might be crazy, but I still fuck her.
That's why I ain't saying nothing.
Some people think like that. Some people think like that, and they are okay.
What'd
you say, girl? They like.
Oh, I love Lisa Jill. That's why I ain't saying that. I did not want to be on this show. So y'all is not going. Y'all are not going to damn bash my boo.
Nobody's bashing her. You know what I'm saying? We just saying.
Y'all done called my girl crazy. There, you got them fine. Hell no.
Oh my goodness. Okay,
nigga, you fuck with crazy anyway. So what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, whatever.
So I'm dreaming when I said we was in the tub together, but he could call his boo, and y'all don't call this motherfucker crazy.
He crazy.
I'm not. I'm not saying anything about it because to me it seems like all celebrity singers and actors that are beautiful are retarded. They that shit crazy.
Well. I mean, you know, I can go through a long list of them who can't keep a man, seem to get divorced every time.
I mean, the only one that's good is like Whoopi Goldberg. That's the only one that's good.
Well, she ain't got no
eyebrows. I ain't saying she's the only one that's good, but I'm saying you gotta look at some of them history. Like, for instance, Halle Berry.
I know.
We don't know what they're like. She done got her ass kicked her whole damn life. Wesley Snipes, what? He fucked her up so bad she deaf in one ear, blind in one eye, something like that.
She deaf
David
in one
Justice
ear.
David Justice whooped her ass. Did my every dude she been with kicked her ass then when she finally got with Mr. Light Skin with the pretty eyes, old boy from damn Think Like a Man, he wanted to shut her down and have a kid with her. What'd she do? She didn't want to have no baby here. She went and got knocked up by the Caucasian, bro.
But ain't she been married like 7 times or something? 5, 6 times?
Exactly.
Something like that?
That's why I said something is wrong with these motherfuckers. Like for instance, Mariah Carey. Like, out of all this time, when she was like, had the nice little shape and was, you know what I'm saying, was singing and shit, everybody was thinking, like, damn, I know she don't fuck with nobody then. Somebody, whoever's messing with her, they got to have some money. She fucks with the dude and married the dude, the old dude from Sony. That old-ass man left his ass, and then who she go to? Cornball-ass Nick Cannon, one of the biggest hoes in Hollywood. Are you serious?
The Sony man was her come-up. She strategically did that shit. That was her come-up.
That's why I said you never know. Just like for instance.
You see what she married after Nick Cannon, though, right?
She didn't marry that dude. She never married
him.
They were just boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah, she just been dating. But it's just like the ongoing shit with Janet Jackson. She both had the baby by the dude by the bars, right? She don't claim. But Janet Jackson was married one time before that she didn't claim the shit, and then the dude sued her ass, and he won the case. Y'all remember that shit?
No.
Okay. She had got married, and the shit was way up.
The dance song.
The dance.
Exactly.
I think his name was Elizondo, Renee Elizondo.
He sued her for denying it. And what happened? He won the case. They ain't said nothing else about it. To this day, she's swept down. She wasn't married until she married whoever this billionaire dude is. Okay, here's another thing about Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson been liking niggas, cornball, thug, gangster niggas for a minute. I bet y'all didn't know she was almost damn giving the damn date Bobby Brown before he started dating Whitney Houston. But your boy had to step in and squashed it. Michael Jackson stepped in and said,
No, you're not dating my sister. No.
Well, we can just go on record and say Joe Jackson fucked up all them Jackson kids. So,
exactly.
You know.
You can't say that about Janet because she dated Q-Tip and fucking Jermaine Dupri. So those ain't thugs.
Exactly.
No, but look at Jermaine Dupri.
She's known for going for ugly cornball ass dudes. Like, this shit is crazy.
Right, because it probably make her feel better about herself. You know,
I ain't one here to judge men, but I mean, I wouldn't call none of them ugly. I would say Jermaine Dupri is special looking. But
that nigga looking,
yeah.
That nigga looks funny.
That nigga ain't
he's funny looking like
me.
A motherfucker. That nigga 4'7".
he may look like Snagglepuss. But, you know. I want to call him ugly. Is he just like, it's like stout. It's an acquired taste.
No,
hey, I'm just saying, it's got
to
be something wrong with these motherfuckers in Hollywood, man. Like, they all nuts.
I mean, but you know what, though? I'm sure you could point to some women in your hood that, like, why she I know this is one time I was working in New York.
Oh, I've seen that around here.
Yeah, man, you see him. You like, yo, she fly. Why she with that 400-pound lazy-eyed goofball?
Damn.
Just seen it plenty of times.
And she dialing your phone number.
Right, why she with him.
Well, I mean,
that's nobody's
business whether she was dialing my number or not. I don't think that's nobody's business. We're not talking about that. We're talking about celebrities.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. It don't even matter. She dialing your phone number while dating that 400-pounder, and now what? What?
But she was getting a... Oh, my bad.
See?
Don't start. But don't start.
She's
not
crazy.
Start.
And she is crazy.
So what? He pulled up to the job in an S500 Benz.
So what? What about it?
So what?
So what?
Mm.
What about it?
Mm. Nothing.
Still don't make it right.
Now.
Why you feel away? It still don't make it right.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I wasn't even sexing her. I don't even know her like that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, anymore.
Anymore.
Anymore. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Nope. Just a mess.
Mm-mm. So if y'all become famous, or when y'all become famous, are y'all going to, you know what I'm saying, marry a man below your financial means, or is it going to be somebody who's on your level?
I'm going to marry the man that I ain't going to say it. I feel like I would probably marry the man who supported me and helped me and continues to support me and help me. I'm not just going to go out here and be like, oh, so Michael Ealy is single and I'm single and I'm now famous and shit. I'm going to put my whole ass on him.
Right.
Like,
right.
That's where I'm at in life. Like, I'll probably be, you know, I probably still want to marry that old, you know, normal ass dude of mine.
Right.
So how come when females in the industry do it, people look at them sideways?
No,
that's
not true. I don't look them sideways because you marry the person who is the person, the right person for you. You know what I mean? And you know, all that other superficial shit don't matter, you know, because the thing is, more money, more problems, you know, so there's going to always be somebody that has something to say, there's always going to be some bullshit, you know what I mean, so if I happen to fall in love with somebody and marry somebody that's on my level, when I'm somebody famous, then great, if not, if it's some old regular ass Joe that works a 9 to 5, you know what I'm saying, and does what he needs to do, then oh well, you know, it don't matter. Mm-mm.
Okay.
No matter.
And you, Medisa?
That was
Medisa.
Oh, my. Y'all be sounding too much alike sometimes. Y'all be killing me.
I ain't nobody sounding alike in no way.
Now, when you talk
like
that.
Right. He said we be sounding alike.
Ain't no way.
They don't be sounding alike.
She's more
Medisa and Taylor.
I'm okay. Really?
I wouldn't have said that.
Yeah, y'all do when Taylor
fell
like,
over.
When she
fell
is hype, y'all sound like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't think nobody owns that.
I think we all sound different. But
I'm sorry.
I got Midwest country. I'm Midwest country. You know. So that's a whole different town. But you know.
Ow.
And what about you, Dre? When you get famous, who you marry an old girl from around the way, or you getting Jilly from Philly?
I swear to God, if I can just meet Jill one time.
And I hope her own smell like sunshine and
I cannot.
Oh damn.
I can't.
Sorry, Dre. Tell him the story. Tell him the story about sunshine.
I heard it all before.
Yeah, man.
I
want to
hear
it. Sunshine Anderson fucked around. She came to Greensboro and she performed and shit, right? So my homeboy, he DJs at the club, DJ Instrumental. Shout out to him. He probably listened. But he was hyped because he wanted to meet her. Because everybody thinks she's like, you know what I'm saying, like she's one of the top baddest chicks around. But I stopped liking her because she lied about where she's from. She don't claim North Carolina. She claims Atlanta and shit, right? So she came to this club down here and she performing and shit. And my homeboy is an idiot. This fool said, man, when she walked in, I thought she was going to smell like damn rainbows and unicorns. She smelled like onions on the side of the road. Said she smelled bad. Said, and her hair stink. Because the funny part about that, we had just talking about this shit. We had this discussion about women that when you look at their hair and their hair be all laid, but they shit smell like black miles and underarms and roadkill.
Oh,
and shit.
Shit.
Their hair just funky as shit. It's like the ones that
power
get weed and they smoke. The ones that get weed and they like weave and they smoke and shit and they should be all in their hair and this shit stink. So he thought that she was going to be like the baddest thing out. And he walked up on the table and he hugged and said she was right. He was mad as hell. And the crazy part was he was like, man, her damn voice was like real deep and shit. But she didn't sound like she said, he thought she was going to sound like she when she sang and shit. But her voice was all a little crackety and shit. It was crazy, man. That shit was funny as fuck. But when that motherfucker said he thought she was going to smell like unicorns and rainbows, I died.
That's just funny.
Shit ever.
Hilarious.
I'm saying, though, what do unicorns and rainbows smell like? I mean, unicorns are like horses, and rainbows only come out when it's rain. It's all moldy and shit. So I don't know how unicorns and rainbows smell good.
When that fool said it, man, I just...
I think he was probably trying to say like sunshine and happiness, you know, because motherfuckers think about happy when they think of unicorns and they like prance and they all pretty
that's
shit.
I wasn't going.
Okay, I get.
I see overrated to me.
So what if that happened? And Jill, you walk up on Jill Scott, and she don't smell like coconut oil and shea butter, and she smell like outdoors.
You said shea butter on purpose. You think I ain't catch that, right, Amon?
Oh, God, if she smell like outdoors, man, I would be so
fucking hurt.
I would be so fucking hurt. Oh, my God.
Smart ass mouth.
I would be hurt, but I'm telling you like this, though. I'm gonna tell you some real shit, though. I hope she smell like them when I heard Marcia Ambrosius, because Marcia Ambrosius smelled for it. I still ain't washed that shirt. Her perfume was still on my damn shirt when I met her. She smell like her.
All right, so Dre, let me ask you a question. So one of these stars, they smoking. Are they supposed to take their weave out while they smoke so their weave don't smell like loud?
I don't like getting close to women's hair and trying to smell it now that we land beside each other because I have a bad habit of playing in women's hair and shit. I do it all the damn time because Jamie's afro or whatever, best friend's afro and shit, I be trying to mess with
her. I always touching my hair. Stop touching my goddamn hair.
But I like, if that, I don't know, because, you know, the best part that irritates me about people to smoke, because they smoking and then they'll blow the shit in the air. Like, why are you blowing it in the air? Like, that's not going to stop the damn, the fucking smell. Like, it's not going to stop me from catching the damn secondhand smoke anyway.
I need to get
well,
what
are they supposed to blow that then? They supposed to fucking and swallow the shit? What the fuck? That's how I think it's smoking.
No, I'm going to say from the episode when Vanessa got caught smoking in her room with her friend. She was supposed to have one of them air vents in the ashtray and blowing into that and spray.
It's like, no, it's like, you know, when you be standing outside talking to people, and then they tilt their head back and blow it straight up in the air. It's like it's going up in the air. It's not going in the air. It's just going out. It's still
it's not going in the air.
It ain't going out.
They're respectful. They ain't want to blow
going,
it in your face.
It's going everywhere else.
No, I had some, like, over, what, this past week? What weekend? It was a couple of weekends ago. We had went out, and this dude, he was taller than me, but every time he blew smoke, it blew into my hair, and I was like, now I got to wash my hair.
Oh, she's
now I smell
hot,
like a smoke stack.
Uh-oh.
So, I don't like that shit. I do not go to places that they smoke on the inside. I will not go because my hair and my clothes will smell just like it, and I'll be irritated the whole entire time.
Yeah, that happens when I go to the casino because they be in there puffing like a motherfucker. They be like, oh, boy.
Oh, honey, when
know.
I used to go to the bingo hall, and they had
the bingo hall.
And they'd be like, this is the non-smoking section. I'm like, the bitch, this is one big ass room. Like, what the fuck is going to travel?
No, at the casino. At the casino, right, they got one little section. Like the smoke ain't going to go over there.
Man, I said the same shit about McDonald's back in the day when they were smoking in McDonald's and shit. I said the same shit. They had a smoking section in the back. Like, this shit is not going to travel around the goddamn corner.
I remember, we used to take the ashtrays from Burger King and keep them as coasters.
Hell no.
Hell
no.
When we were in high school, me and my best friend, we used to take stuff. Yep. Somehow we managed to get the doggone wet sign out the McDonald's.
I was in college. We went to Roy Rogers and stole the ashtray, the ketchup, the napkin dispenser, every fucking thing.
Damn.
Pepper shakers. We had everything.
Y'all was having a party? Y'all was having a party.
No, we just needed necessities. Why buy that shit when you could steal it from Roy Rogers?
And you try to call me gangster.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's gangster. That's cutthroat.
Oh,
my God.
That's poor college student. That's what that is.
I know that's right. I've been there, done that thing. I've been a poor college student.
Whoo, we share.
We eating burgers. We need ketchup. Go to Roy Rogers. It still is.
You know, damn some packets. You need to be able to have some ketchup.
Fuck a packet,
at all
I get a whole
things.
Squeeze bottle.
Just stealing up everything.
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 We just stole some chicken. We just stole that shit too.
Damn. Wow. Not the chicken. Don't steal the chicken.
Don't steal the chicken. No, don't steal it.
Go get a two-piece and a biscuit and go to the fixings bar and make you a salad and put it in the box with the chicken.
Wow. Wow. Hot mess. That's out there in the street.
That's my poor college days. I'm sorry.
Out here in the street. Can't even. Hot man.
I'm better now. I don't steal from them places no more.
You know what? No more. Don't steal from them places no more. I can't.
No more. Not no more.
I heard it all before.
She smells.
and she don't smell like unicorns and rainbows.
And rainbows.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Like onions. Onions and
when
black
he told
and
me that, man, when he told me that, I died. I was like, what? Oh, don't give me
man,
that.
Man,
like, it's not like coconut oil and honey. What in the world?
Oh, now it's honey. You took away the shea butter. You just said something else.
This is the funny part, though. They played her damn song the following night at the same club. And me and him looked at each other, and we instantly started singing. I heard your arms were spoiled. We was both singing that shit. Like, he looked at everybody. We thought about the same shit. We was like, heard your arms were spoiled. And he looked at me and said, you say spoiled? And I was like, yeah, I said spoiled. We started laughing and shit. We were drunk and shit. That shit was funny as fuck.
I hope she doesn't.
So you the reason? You the reason she ain't never come out with another song? That you the reason?
No, this the thing. She got more hits. She got a couple of albums. But what killed her career? She lied about where she from, and them motherfuckers stopped supporting her ass. All she had to do is say she was from North Carolina.
Yikes! Mine.
So that's the thing about North Carolinians. If you from here and then you deny the fact that you from here, that you try to claim something else, that's your ass.
You just said North Carolina like, oh, boy from the woods. All
right, I'm just saying. Because
that's
Carolina.
How they, girl, if I'm from Winston, North Carolina, girl.
You just said, from the woods. I'm from North Carolina. For real, you be from here and then do some more fucked up shit. Jodeci got lucky that we let their asses back. Half of us, we still
damn.
Don't support them.
Where they
well,
said they was from?
They claimed that they were from New
Harlem.
York.
They were claiming Harlem for the longest, man, but them niggas is from Charlotte.
Ain't nobody never believe no Harlem shit like that. They don't even talk like Harlem motherfuckers.
Exactly. When they first came out, when that first single on the Strictly Business soundtrack, yeah, them niggas was claiming Harlem. Puffy had them claiming Harlem like a motherfucker. And then what they do after the damn they blew up and came out, them niggas go to the West Coast and started claiming California because they were trying to sign with Death Row.
Wow.
See, that's that crazy shit you was talking about earlier. That's that crazy shit.
Yeah.
You can't
be
from everywhere.
Can we talk about another celebrity? Can we talk about another celebrity that I'm a little concerned about?
Uh-oh.
Who?
Don't say Tyrese.
Yeah.
I'm not concerned about that dumb nigga.
What did you know from me?
Ain't nothing
but... you're doing that, like, but you skipped out going to see your daughter.
Right. Like, what the hell? You know what?
What more do you want from me?
What from me?
And then the nigga lied and said Will and Jada was going to give him some money. Them niggas said, Will said, all right, give me that nigga the
money. Ain't nobody giving him ass no money. His ass no
money.
Exactly. And
y'all hear
something about getting
money No, because he's claiming he's broke, but Tyrese is lying because that motherfucker making a killing with that Voltron Jeep and that Rolls Royce
Fast and Furious
van. Yeah, and Fast and Furious and Transformers is still selling too. He making some money, and much as BET show damn baby boy, that motherfucker getting some royalty check. He need to go ahead with that shit.
Maybe he need to sing another Coke song on a bus.
You know what?
Oh,
I'm so
and then he needs to oil up with some shea butter and coconut oil.
I'm not fucking with you. You make one more shea butter comment, me and you go get the furniture moving.
Damn, not the furniture moving.
Furniture moving.
You say it's going to be some furniture moving and some smoke in the city.
I just want my baby. I just want my baby.
But my thing is, you did all of that crying, and you put up all of these antics. You won the situation, then you're given right to visit her, and you say, fuck it, I'm going to Dubai. No, I changed my mind. I'm going to Abu Dhabi. See y'all later.
And did you hear
I know
the
Abu Dhabi? That shit got to cost at least as much as one of his lawyers.
Man.
Exactly.
He always going to Dubai, though. That motherfucker stay going over there.
I guess the sheikhs and whatever's in the shop.
He's making a killing though, because that damn Voltron van, that Jeep alone is like $60,000, and he sell a lot of them motherfuckers.
She full of shit.
You teaming up with Rolls Royce too? Yeah, they need to get some bread. He ain't fooling me.
That motherfucker, let me not call him motherfucker. That brother, you can't be complaining about, you know what I'm saying, the things you're going through when you the one broadcasting the things you're going through.
Exactly.
Right.
I ain't lying.
During this time period, your wife ain't said nothing. Where she at? Why she ain't took your phone? Why she ain't discontinued some shit? Like, cut the cell phone off it. Like, what?
And he do this every day on Instagram. He always, I said, trying to give them damn emotional speeches and shit, trying to tell you what you need to do in life, and here he go. I just want my baby.
What do you want?
What phone do you want from me?
From me? I don't
did
hate
I
you, Norma.
He did an interview on the Breakfast Club with him and Ludacris.
Singing that shit with, started singing
and he
with goddamn T-Pain and somebody. Shit, make some music.
You stupid. Not T-Pain.
I can't.
I'm just saying.
I'm done.
He need to do something,
man.
Well, he was on the Breakfast Club with Ludacris, and they was talking about his wife. The people said he had a white wife. He was like, nah, we did one of those Ancestry.com things, and my wife is 46% black. And I'm
what
like,
the fuck? What am she Caucasian?
I'm like, well, what
the rest of her is Caucasian.
Right. What's the other 54%, motherfucker? You can't say she's 46% black. What's the other 54%? Is she 54% European and 46% Bahamian?
Right.
Like, come on,
her
man.
Majority
that's
European.
White.
Yeah, her majority.
My
you stupid, Dre.
Come
on,
yeah.
Going through some shit.
Wait, Dre, do it again. Do it one more time. Do it again, Dre.
And you heard the when they put the song with it, that motherfucker.
Yes.
Oh my God. I just want my baby.
You want my baby?
Damn. That shit is fucking hilarious.
Dumb out here in these streets.
They've been killing him, man. They've been killing him. And what's the white comedian's name? Gary Owens.
He's hilarious.
I love Gary Owens. I love him.
He
gets a black card, like real life.
Yeah, he does. I swear. He was doing all that shit, and he was like, his son was like, Dad, I live with you.
No, what I want to know is how he going back and forth with The Rock. You don't know The Rock got one of the smartest fucking mouths in the world? You can't go back and forth with that motherfucker.
He's doing this shit because he want The Rock to damn do that damn move.
He don't want The Rock to do the move. He don't want... The Rock is already confirmed he's doing Hobbs. What he wants is he doesn't want Hobbs to come out before the next Fast and Furious movie.
It would make sense.
That's what that is. Because
Fast and Furious is making a billion dollars each goddamn movie. What difference do it make? It's going to make its money.
Right. Both are going to make the movies because if they're continuing Hobbs from the point of where he's leaving off in Fast and Furious, we want to see what's happening with Hobbs. You know what I'm saying? Because there's not much more y'all can take Fast and the Furious. Everybody dating.
Right.
Like, y'all done killed Han. Y'all done killed Giselle. Brian dead in real life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all can't do but so much more. But y'all going to make the baby grow up from the last one, and he going to be part of the gang or something?
Right.
The Fast and the Furious.
You know what? You like, stupid. You fucking stupid. You spoke.
Y'all gonna make the baby grow up. Like, it's crazy. And then, y'all, okay, so I watched Baywatch today, right? The movie with The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, that shit was so goddamn funny. That thing was funny to me. That thing was funny. So I suggest y'all watch Baywatch with The Rock, because it's funny. And David Hasselhoff did show up in the movie too. So just watch it. It was funny. I'm here for The Rock. Damn a Tyrese. And just understand that The Rock will put you in a headlock, Tyrese. Shut your... He will have you sitting up there looking like Melvin had you and Baby Boy. Shut your mouth.
Wow.
He said
like Melvin had you and Baby Boy.
Y'all know Melvin put that dude in that chokehold, and he was about to die. He was going to pop that raven that ever had.
You want a nigga with two strikes to go to jail for life, little nigga.
That's a good. I can't take him serious neither.
Well, after he played Holiday Heart or something?
It ain't that bad.
Oh, that shit.
Because you know he didn't play two gay roles, and then he got hit in the butt in damn Pulp Fiction. There's something about that damn Ben Rain. I can't put my hand on it, but I think he's trying to tell us something.
He got
you know what? You stupid.
But that doggone Holiday Heart is my movie. You better not talk about Holiday.
That is my movie. Don't talk about Holiday.
That's because y'all pro gay anyway, so y'all gonna like that movie.
What?
Y'all, y'all got more tolerance for that gay shit than men.
Exactly.
Well,
because that motherfucker, when they was hitting his ass from the back,
that was
the funniest shit ever.
But y'all be mad about a man, but then it's okay for two women to be gay. Y'all okay with that shit?
No, I ain't necessarily okay with that, Neva. It's just the aesthetics are more pleasing.
That's that bullshit right there. That's what I'm talking about. That bullshit.
It depends on what the two women look like. Because if one of them look like one of them bull dykers, if they look like them bull dykers, I can't deny it. It ain't not.
Nobody wanted to see Whoopi and Shug Avery. Nobody wanted to see that.
Exactly.
Shut the fuck up. I can't.
But you know what? In that book, if you read it, I read The Color Purple They didn't make it seem like they did in the movie. It was a whole, like, they had a whole relationship, Shug and they had a whole ass relationship in that goddamn book. If you ain't read the book, you need to read the book.
I'm gonna read the book. I heard that before.
You ain't never read the book? Oh, girl.
I never read the book.
What was that?
The book is much better than the movie.
The book is better than the movie. That's definitely one of those things where the book is definitely better than the movie. And it's going to give you a whole lot of stuff in it. And you're going to be like, I didn't even pay attention to that in the movie. Because all y'all saw in the movie is that they kiss.
Right.
But if you paid attention a little bit deeper after reading the book, you see why Feely was following Shug around the way she was.
Right.
Oh, okay. Damn.
See, in the book, the song wasn't Sister. It was Liquor Between Both Her Thighs. I love her. It ain't no surprise.
I hate you.
Oh, my bad. Maybe that was my book.
I hate you. Oh my goodness, you stupid.
Yep, you paid. Wow. Yep, you pay attention to that thing. That doggone thing was like, what, like, I know you fucking lying. Like, that's in your experience, too. You're like, I know you fucking lying. They sugarcoated all this in this goddamn movie. And now this book saying that they had a full-fledged lesbian-ass relationship.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Honey, honey, honey. Yes, they did.
Okay.
That's I'm the type of person that if I know a book is out about something, I'm going to read the book. I don't care what the movie done told me. I'm still reading the book. That's just like with Precious. That's why I can't watch the movie Precious again. Every time it comes on TV,
it was a hell of a book.
It was a great book. But because of how it was in the book, the movie pissed me off. It just made me so upset because the book was more graphic and it didn't tell you how deep it went into the situation with the mama.
Right.
In the movie. So, yeah.
But I mean, I don't mean to go off on a tangent, but that's what happens when we let, and pardon me for being, you know what I'm saying, whatever I'm about to be. But that's what happens when we let gay people and Europeans tell our story as opposed to us telling our story.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I agree. I'm with you, brother.
Because Black sisters wrote both of those books. And, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Them sisters did hell of a jobs. Know what I'm saying, writing those books, and they was defiled when the movies came out. And don't get me wrong, Color Purple used to be one of my favorite movies until I seen, like, the decoding of it. And once I seen the decoding of the Color Purple, you start realizing that certain things that's in there can't be true.
Yeah.
Yeah. My suggestion to you, Medivta, is just get the book. Read the book. It's still in print. Like, it's one of them books. Like, people are like, wait a minute, that book came out XYZ years ago. Honey, it's still in print.
What about Push?
No, I haven't read that. I heard about it, though. I never read it.
Oh, girl. I read that while sitting at work one day, and I was so mad at the world after reading that goddamn book. I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. That's how I felt. Like, I wanted to say, fuck this shit. Fuck you and this job. Like, that's how mad I was reading that particular book.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get engulfed into some old books, and I get to,
But a good book could do that to you. It'll make you feel a certain kind of way.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm gonna tell you like this: if a book don't make me feel a type of way about the characters and what's going on in it, the book wasn't good to me.
Yeah.
Like if I can't now, I know Shamor would probably get on me for talking about her. Like that's why I tell her, like, look, listen, can I get the last book of this one because I really need it because. No sooner than I finished any of her books. Ron, you can attest to it. Finished your book. I was like, Ron, that book was awesome. I need you to get it together. Like, that's...
And everybody out there can go buy, for real, by Brother Ron on Amazon.com and check it out for yourself. How about that?
I actually ordered your book, actually.
That's what's up.
Ron, I ordered it.
Read it and let me know what you think about it.
Well, you're going to laugh.
I'm going to tell you this. That might have been all right. That's the first of a trilogy. But when I come out with my memoir, that's going to be the shit.
God. Oh, man. I've been waiting on this one. Oh, I thought that was her hair. That's a pillow. Don't judge me.
Who hair?
I this girl in this picture of her and her baby. I thought it was her hair, so I had to look at it like, no, that's a pillow.
Oh,
wow.
Her
head is not as big as a pillow, Amaj. That is not how you just talk about your friend.
I didn't say she was my friend, like she was
her
my best friend.
Her head is as big as a pillow. What kind of fucking noggin does she have?
I thought it was her hair. I said hair. I said hair. I didn't say her head. I thought it was her hair. But I was like,
you
wait a minute. The way she was laying.
Bigger than a motherfucking couch cushion. That's what you just said.
No, I did not.
I did not.
You
it's
said
like,
she got a sectional head. You said that head looked like a sectional for a lung piece.
I'm done talking to you.
I'm sorry.
I quit
that's
you
that
this day.
That's the shit you were saying earlier.
What they do? Smell like coconut oil and honey wax.
I can't.
That was good.
I hate y'all. I'm listening. I'm listening, y'all. I gotta tell y'all about my adventures today. So as we got like 15 minutes left in the show, I gotta tell y'all about my adventures today. So I'm in cold ass a state, kind of sorta, New York. It's cold.
New York, it is.
Watertown. I'm in Watertown. I'm in Watertown. So first, let me tell y'all about my adventure to get here. So
wait, I'm sorry. Wait, hold on. Is there any fucking water near Watertown?
Yes. You have to go look at my page and look at the rivers and creeks
okay.
I went over. So, so last night I had a layover in Philly, right? So I was talking to Ron and Shamor about this. Y'all, they overbooked some people's flights. And they was not playing no games with them people. They had got, when I left, they had got up to $700, a hotel stay, breakfast and dinner, because the next flight wasn't even until like 8:30 today in the morning. Yeah. And then us, you know, we're sitting, you know, I'm sitting there looking around to see which one of us is going to look at the plum donkey fool, because I was just waiting for it. Here come big fella. I need to make sure I have a seat on this flight, because I got to be in, well, I think they were heading to Richmond or somewhere. He's like, I have to be in Richmond tonight because I have an event tomorrow. He said, sir, you have a seat on the plane because you have a, like, you know, if you register early, you get a seat early or whatever. And he was like, oh, well, I just need to make sure I'm in Richmond by such and such a time. Sir, you're going to get there on time. We just need one volunteer to take the plane tomorrow, and you have a guaranteed seat. I need to be, sir, I wanted to get up and speak for American Airlines and say, sir, he told you, you have a seat. So now you go have a seat. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, it was a mess. So I get to this little country place. I get to the airport. Y'all, there's like two people who work in the airport. One to get y'all into the airport. The other one to put your bags on the little conveyor belt. This little place. I got to love you as my friend to come see you and some stuff like this. Because first of all, it is 12 degrees. Degrees out here in this place. And I'm cold. So today, we went to the orchard. And we wanted to go apple picking. But they said that they weren't going to do no apple picking. So I got to taste apples, the different types of apples. These apples are as big as my head. Y'all, it was just too much. And then I saw some Amish people riding in a horse and buggy. Do y'all hear me? Hello.
Unfortunately, we do. Ain't nobody give a fuck about no fat man in United Airlines, American Airlines, no fucking apple picking, or no fucking Amish. The airlines, the apples, and the Amish, we don't give a fuck about AAA.
Yes, you do. Because I've been counting black people, and I'm up to four.
Oh, shit.
And now I'm
up to four. The Jackson 4.
Yeah, I'm up to 4. I'm up to 4.
Oh, Lord.
Old ass black people. I'm up to 4. And golly. But yeah. So this is going to get interesting. I'm here till Monday. So this is going to be even more interesting as the days go by.
I'm still trying to get over how she picked apples with a head like a futon.
You shut up.
First of all,
what
I don't have
hell?
A head like a futon.
I can't.
You
when
said
I
she had. You said you thought a pillow was her head. The whole fucking section
of
the love seat.
Pillow
I'm
was her hair.
Hair. Her hair. She didn't say head. I can't with Ron.
Said hair. That's because Ron out here walking around smelling like shea butter, coconut oil, and gasoline. No, not gasoline. Motor oil.
And Valvoline, I smell like Valvoline, shea butter, and fucking coconut oil.
That's a hell of a combination.
You can say,
that's
you probably do you work on cars? Because you
that's
a hell of a
combination. Like onions and fucking, what do you say, onions and roadside funk, what do you say?
He smell like black and brown.
I can't.
He said that she smelled like, what was it, Dre? What she smelled like? She smelled like,
unicorns and rainbows.
No. That's what he thought she smelled
what
like.
What did she actually smell like? That's what she thought she smelled like.
Oh, them onions from the side of the road.
Them onions
the
that are
onions.
On the side of the road. Okay,
the wild onions.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought he said onions and the side of the road. I was going to say, what does the side of the road smell like?
That's that roadside funk. What the fuck? I don't know what that smells like, but it smells like a trucker. It smells like BJ and the bear. What the fuck?
I think he said BJ and the bear.
Oh, God. I can't.
That was my
change her name from Sunshine Anderson to Full Moon Sunshine.
Funky Moon Sunshine.
Funky Brewster.
Funky Brewster.
She's definitely Funk Master Flex. Y'all done got better started.
That's her name. Anderson Funkadelic. That's her name from now on.
Oh, God. Y'all sister.
I hate y'all.
Oh, God. Funk and fame. Funk and fame.
Right, exactly. That's terrible, Ma.
You got
y'all
all pretty.
Y'all
saying that you sitting around here funky with your fucking monkey. What's wrong with you? They have a sitting around smelling like black and mouths and all outside. She definitely gave a minute to. You know how people
she
be like, you
like,
know what you can tell you about outside out there. You
like
smell like outside.
She walking around smelling like a pack of Newports and Mad Dog 2020.
We went to the ABC. Well, not necessarily. They don't call it ABC stores up here. But we went to the Spirit
liquor
store. And they
spirit.
Had a Mad.
Yeah,
spirit
it's called
store.
Wine and Spirit.
Wine and Spirit.
Wine and Spirit.
And they had some Mad Dog 2020 in there.
Girl, Mad Dog 2020. I said, what kind of life do you have to sit around just drinking this shit? Like, you got to have.
I can't say nothing. That was my first drunk.
Man, that shit.
You got a stomach of feel. You got a stomach of feel.
That shit.
Oh, I remember I was in school and all of us was broke. I think between us we had like $9.42. And we went to the store and got Cisco and a bottle of Thunderbird and mixed some shit.
Cisco? Oh, y'all was trying to die.
Hey.
We almost did that.
I tell them,
Cisco and Thunderbird to do it to
you. It's exactly what they mixed up.
Yeah.
Gasoline and kerosene.
That's just, you just burn it.
We were drinking that gasoline.
Like
just taking your inside out. Just burning your
mm-hmm. That's why. That's why walking around smelling like coconut oil, castor oil, and Vaseline.
Not castor oil. Why the fuck?
Coconut oil, castor oil, and motor oil. All in all.
Motor oil.
Just
not motor oil.
But you know
that's
when people work on cars and stuff, they smell like that. They had that oil smell to them. That's in their pores. Yeah, they do be in their pores.
You gonna stop telling me I smell like Sunshine Anderson? You gonna stop that shit?
He's trying to say smell like curl activator and gasoline. That's what.
Oh God.
Smell like the back of Rick James' couch.
That casting coming to America.
Yes, I was about to. Is that so blue?
You act like y'all ain't had Jerry Curl. Your couch was in the same way.
I never
I
had a Jerry Curl.
I had Jerry Curl, but we used to have to sleep with bags on, like them plastic bags. Like we didn't. I couch with my.
Oh, Jerry, you had a frosty. You had a frosty for real.
Mama Sharon had a Jerry Curl too. Shit. She had a Janet Jackson Jerry Curl. When I was 17, I did what
the
people
Janet Jackson
told had
a Jerry Curl?
Girl, yes, back in the day.
Yes, she had a curl.
My mama had
Everybody
a curl.
Everybody in the
curl.
80s had a curl.
No, they did. Not I. Not
I.
No,
that's because you was 2.5 years old.
I know
but
I
that was giving baby.
I had a ass box.
Yeah, most 70s babies had a Jerry Curl.
I ain't had no Jerry Curl.
I had a Jerry Curl.
My sister had one. I never had a curl.
You can't.
Well, most girls had curls.
No. I had one too. I ain't go front. I had an S curl.
Oh shit! You had an S curl.
You thought it was Al? Be sure.
Yeah, he thought he was light skin. He thought he was. He was too good for the Jerry. He had to get an S curl.
My name is Ronald Williams, a.k.a.
Pretty Ronnie, what they call me.
That curl. Oh, glistening. Oh, glistening and shining.
She had that Luther curl that didn't quite curl all the way.
Right. It had a little straight.
I did.
A little straight edge.
Because I couldn't fit some little
edges.
Fucking curls in my head. This shit is harder than a motherfucker to get up into these naps.
He had the straight edges, the curl with the straight edges.
Oh shit, y'all got jokes?
He had a wave. He was walking around with a wave nouveau.
A wave nouveau. Okay. I know that hot shit.
Oh, God.
I kept the spray bottle in the hood. What the fuck wrong with y'all? I had the little one that could fit in my book bag.
Oh, God. This is
carefree. Remember the little
activator.
Carefree curl.
TCD, nigga. How about that?
Activator.
With the
afro
on the front of it.
I don't my question is this, before this goes off, how did we get here? From
I don't know.
People, y'all's hair. Y'all's a mess.
I'm sure Jerry from Philly had a damn Jerry Curl, too.
She probably did. She probably had a big old juicy one. Smelling like castor oil.
You know, you're telling me with this oil shit of mine.
with some shea butter and coconut oil, the castor oil, shea butter.
And black seed oil.
Valvoline.
Okay, so we will not be going into recording time tonight. I'm not doing it because I'm tired.
You are ridiculous.
I'm tired.
We're not going over tonight.
No, we're not.
it must be Mr. Nasty time. Nigga, don't want to go over tonight.
You know what, Dre? That sounds right. That's why she was looking to see if they were sleeping in the other room.
Exactly. They made me work last week, and I'm about to goddamn die. Gave Medusa the day off. I'm about to die. Now, she don't want to work tonight.
Really? Are you really? You see how you do?
Put your hand
you petty. You so petty. You was not about to die. I heard your cough was fake.
My cough was not fake. I had to mute the phone so much to damn keep from coughing. I hung the damn phone up. I couldn't even say.
Did you have a fever?
Yeah, I got my rubber tuffing in my heart sitting there.
She gonna tell me
when she called the other day. She said, "You sound like you just woke up," and I'm like, I'm trying to take a nap. I'm drowsy from this Robitussin. She said, Robitussin? Ain't nothing wrong with you. And I'm steady coughing. Then she going to tell me I sound like Kermit the Frog.
I know you lying. I know you fucking lying. Because I didn't say that.
You didn't just call me Kermit the Frog.
No, I didn't. That must have been that
what'd
other person you talked to. Because I didn't call you no name.
What you said, Amaj? I know you called him something.
I ain't called him nothing.
I did not.
I always call you little ugly dude. That's what your name is. It was always
little ugly dude.
But you did give Medusa the night off and made him come in on his deathbed.
Because she couldn't even talk.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
She didn't even have a voice. You had a voice. You pretended on Monday. You pretended on Monday to have a call.
What the hell is
me
got to pretend on Monday?
If you're going to tell it, let's tell it right.
I pretended, but I was still fucking sick. So who the hell?
No, what happened was,
like I'm fucking sick. I'm a 42-year-old goddamn man. Why?
So first of all, I'm gonna mute his phone line so I can say what the fuck I got to say. So on Monday, he comes talking about, so he wanted to go to some party on Friday. And I said, well, we got a show on Friday. And he gonna say, I think I'm a BC. Okay, so anytime that you pretend that you're going to be sick, a lot of times what ends up happening, you end up getting sick. So, yeah,
true.
I know I did not give you the time off because you should not have pretended on Monday you were going to be sick.
You were going to be sick on Friday.
So, yep, and then Medusa sent me a text message saying that she had been trying to get it together all day. She had been home sick. She had to leave work because she was sick. She was sick. But you sitting here pretending. I shall not send you your phone line. I don't care.
Ron, now that I'm unmuted, Ron, who is here every single fucking Friday? Every time I'm sick, who is here?
No, don't act like you ain't never on my
who?
Let me meet your phone
me,
line again.
Me and who?
Let me meet your phone line again. Because hasn't he had time off? Didn't he go to a couple of concerts?
You did.
Medusa, am I right or wrong?
You are right. Dre, don't act like that because I be here all the time, too. Don't try it.
Hello?
Don't try it. Don't even try it.
You're still on the hand.
Who let him get with you? Drake, you like you ain't never been to a concert on no Friday night.
Who am I with when I go to the concert? Who am I with when I go to the concert, Ron?
Picture life. This show.
All I know
now,
is that you can't be muting people
like
when they're trying to get their point across, Amash.
Exactly.
Thank
you. Have a wonderful rest of the evening. See you back here next week. Same time, same place, different shenanigans.
She ain't even muting us now, Dre. She's just saying, fuck us and talking over us.
Is she all right?